My guest today is Nancy Bishop, an American-born woman who works as a casting director in Prague. Apart from this, she also teaches potential actors how to become more castable, has written a book on casting, and also found the time to make a feature-length, low-budget film called Expatriates, about why expats find it so difficult to leave Prague. Nancy Bishop was born in New England and studied acting and theatre in Michigan before working in Chicago. She now resides in the Czech Republic. I began the interview by asking Nancy how she came to be in the country.
Well, I was interested in the plays of Václav Havel. I was interested in Czech theater. And I also was interested, I think, just in what was behind the Iron Curtain. I had been brought up to know that there was the evil empire, and I thought that was kind of fascinating when it all opened up and there were all these little countries tucked away back there that nobody knew much about. So I never really intended to stay or anything. I was just kind of coming over. There was a theater company already established here, which was an English theater company, and I was invited to direct some plays. So that's kind of what made me stay on, is getting involved with theater.
Was that like in the early 90s or when?
Yeah, I think the first time I came was 93. That was just for a visit, and then I came again in 94, and that time I was invited to direct a play, and then all through the kind of mid to late 90s is when I was working in the theater. And then I was ready to go, but what happened was at that point that the American and the British film industry started to come here to shoot films, and so that's how I got involved with the film business here.
Your web page says something about you having a dream about a bus traveling uphill. Something like that. Made you decide to leave theatre and enter the world of casting. How does that work?
That was a joke, I mean, but it was true. No, what happened was it was just very hard. I got very, very burned out on doing theatre because it was a lot of work for very little reward. It was very hard to get, you know, the talent here, you know, when you're running an English theatre. And it was very hard to raise the money for it. And even in some cases, it was hard to get audiences. So at a certain point, I realized that it was not the best way for me to spend my energy. And that's when I had this dream that I was going uphill. I was carrying a bus on top of my head up a hill. And then I kind of woke up and thought, you know, this is just too much work. And so that's why I stopped doing theater. I was ready to go and do theater elsewhere, but I had this opportunity to do film, and I had never considered myself a film person.
So the theatre that you were doing, that was with English actors that were here in the Czech Republic, presumably. How many of them could there have been?
Yeah, well, it was a combination. We also worked with Czech actors, you know, depending on what the project was. We worked with Czech actors who spoke English sometimes. And then we also were able to, through sponsorship, bring actors over from other countries. So it just became very complicated. And to be honest, I mean, I think to really make a theatre company last, you have to have local people coming to it. So that's really what we needed to have, was Czechs coming to the theater. And they weren't interested in seeing theater in English. And, you know, who could blame them? Why would they be?
Okay, so then you decided to get into the casting business at a time when there was a kind of boom here in international productions that were coming here. So I guess that was quite a shrewd move. There was lots of casting to be done here, right?
Yeah, I wish I could say it was a shrewd move. It was really just that I fell into it because I knew the actors. And like I said, I was working with Czech actors before too, so I really knew the talent, and that's why it happened. You know, I was invited to invite some actors to castings, and then it blossomed into a career.
So what kind of films have you been involved, like, in casting?
Anything from super large budget, have Van Helsing, Hellboy, Bourne Identity, you know, those big studio pictures, to, you know, some smaller independent films. Right now I'm working on a very small independent film that requires Eastern European actors. Actually, it won't even be shot here. It'll be shot in Lithuania. So a huge range of work.
And how exactly does a casting company work then for someone that doesn't really know anything about it? Presumably you've got some sort of big database of actors or faces or...
Yes, I mean, I know the actors from living here for many years and developing those contacts. And I also do work with agencies that have keep databases because it's constantly changing. And really a casting director's job is not to represent actors, but is to work with the agencies who do represent actors. So there's a couple of agencies that have very good databases that I rely on because I work freelance, actually. I don't have my own, like, office hours in my own studio.
Are you expanding towards doing advertising, Czech stuff as well?
I don't think it makes any sense for me to do Czech things because there are so many Czech casting directors already who speak the language better than I do. So there's, you know, there's no reason to do that. And just in the same way, when the Czechs try to cast English stuff, they can't really tell if the actors are acting it well or not, because they can't tell if the intonation is right or whatever. Even if they speak English quite well, they can't, or they can't hear if there's an accent. The same with me. I can understand Czech, but I don't have the same sense of a language that a native speaker would have.
And I noticed from your webpage that you've also set up acting workshops.
Yeah, actually, I've been teaching a lot, and I'm also going to be working with the Prague Film School to start a film acting program, because one of the things I've learned is that there are a lot of really good actors in the world who have absolutely no idea what to do in front of a camera. You know, they're great on stage, but they don't have the training. So most of the really good film actors, they learn by doing. But there's really, it's very limited opportunities to get this kind of training. So, and I never got that training. I was trained in theater. So I learned about film acting from doing this casting. And then I started to break it down into a system and started teaching it. And so that's become kind of a second career. And I'm also writing a book as well about what I've learned in casting and about film acting.
And you mentioned Prague Film School. Is that the PCFE, Prague Film
School? It used to be called that. Yeah, it's now called PFS, Prague Film School.
Prague Film School.
The newer. It's not FAMU. It's like only 5 years old, but they've done tremendously well. They have an international student body, and the students seem to be very happy, and they were very open to starting an acting program, so I was very pleased about that.
And tell me a bit more about your book then.
The book is specifically for actors who wish to develop a film career. And a lot of it is about very specific stuff about working in front of camera. But it also includes just general things about, you know, the business of acting, marketing oneself, how the internet has changed casting and acting.
And what are your views on the Czech Republic and also the fact that tax breaks for film production doesn't seem to be going forward here? So a lot of people are complaining that international productions are not coming here anymore.
You know, to be honest, I've heard different things, because I did hear from a pretty good source recently that it is going through this year. But of course, it was very upsetting, you know, because I did feel like the Czech Republic was kind of purposely keeping itself back, because we were not remaining competitive with other countries. I mean, even Germany was beating us out for a while. So there was really no incentive for productions to come here. And I did think it was a rather bad business move on this country's part. And it was very detrimental to the thousands of people who work in film here, as well as the city as a whole and the country as a whole, because it was attracting a lot of good publicity.
And you think that situation, I mean, are we in a lull at the moment, would you say? Or
it was terrible for a while. It's getting a little bit better now. I'm working on a TV series right now that's going to shoot 2 episodes here. And George Lucas's company is doing a film here. So things are getting a little bit better. But I mean, in general, it's hard to say at this point, because the business, I mean, we're all suffering because of the recession, so it's hard to say. But I hope it will get better. It was really miserable for a couple of years, yeah.